Hey babe, I have a problem. Are you listening? Okay, it's a really weird problem. Yes, weirder than the time that I impulse bought that pack of 1,000 bouncy balls and tossed them down the stairs. I don't know why you keep bringing that up. It was fine. They stopped bouncing eventually. Yeah, I know she still hates me, but that's besides the point. She's just a cat. Anyway, can we focus, please? This is a way worse problem. No, okay, listen to me. Aliens kind of kidnapped me. And they told me that they needed me for an experiment. And hey, well, you know me. I'm always one to support the scientific method. No, I wasn't concerned that the aliens just kidnapped me. To be honest, I didn't even know that they existed, so I was just kind of in awe. And, well, come on, they needed my help. And who am I to question the sudden arrival of a new species? So I just kind of agreed to without hearing out any of the details. What? No, come on, it seemed like a good idea at the time. And what they asked me to isn't that bad. They just need to do a series of highly specific yet entirely achievable sexual acts. That's the experiment. And if I don't do it, they kill me. Yes, I know this sounds like the plot of a bad audio porn from that stupid subreddit that I spend all my time on, but I promise that this is not it, okay? It's real, and I need your help. I don't know why they need me to do it. They just do, okay? Maybe they want to learn more about the human race? I don't know, but they only gave me 20 minutes. I don't know who they have as a control group, babe. That's not important right now. I need you to fuck me. But highly specifically, otherwise this will become stuff, and that's banned now, except on Audible. So please consent, so I don't have to add the rape tag, okay? You do? Great, wonderful. Okay, first I need to find two imaginary llamas making out and let them watch everything. Okay, good. They're here. At least I think. Just don't forget to imagine them, or they'll go away. I didn't know why I imagined them so angry though. But now I can't get myself to stop imagining them angry. What? It's like that whole don't think about green elephants thing. Once you think, then you can't unthink. Wait, fuck. Now, I have to describe what you look like without mentioning anything whatsoever, which would make you indistinguishable from any other person. Also, I need to mention the word loofah twice while I compliment you. And it has to last for 48 seconds, which, if I start in 5 seconds, that will be 3 minutes and 53 seconds into the audio. Oh, baby, the way that your skin looks, I can really tell that you've been using that loofah in the shower to remove all the pores. Fuck. It looks so smooth and lovely. I really would like to touch you. I really think that the way that your generic human characteristics move around as you speak makes you all the more sexy. You really soak up all of my attention. I can't stop looking at you. You soak up my attention just like a loofah soaks up water. God, you are incredibly human looking. Fuck. So sexy. You have no idea. Oh, good. Okay, I hope that put you in the mood. I think it made the llamas happy at least. Look, it looks like some imaginary frogs joined in. Actually not sure how that's possible, but at this point, whatever. What? No, I wasn't thinking it. It must have been you. I think that they're fine. Let's not worry too much about it. Anyway, now I have to undress you using only my teeth while reciting Shall I Compare Thee to a Summer's Day by the great William Shakespeare. And also, all A's in the poem need to be silent. I guess I'll do my best. All
Sometimes It only serves the purpose of time the time and person that the treasure can enjoy. It's been only so much I'd like to see, and I've also since been decided to see. I thought to think the truth is this, and it's true, and I thought life is only a lie. I want to make the face of eyes to see how I do I think I just want to see.
Okay, now I need to convey your exact position in the room through improv, because the aliens just gave me a description of where you're supposed to be, but somewhat annoyingly, they didn't actually tell me what I should say, so... Also, it needs to be in the form of a haiku, and mention the word scuba. Alright, an old silent pond, a frog jumps into the pond, splash, silence again. 3 degrees from north, left of the doorway entrance, they stand under lamps. 3 meters from wall, wall with the scuba diver. He is very gross. Light of the moon moves west flower shadows, creep eastward. Wait, fuck! I just thought about the frogs finding an army of heat-resistant snowmen in the Mariana Trench.
Honey! Honey, 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 can you still breathe? Oh, good. Okay, I'm going to have to take us somewhere else. Okay, let me think.
No, 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 this is way too loud. Honey, can you hear me? Honey! Oh my god, fuck. Okay, let me think of something else. Ah, shit. No, this won't work. It's not any fucking room in here. No, this won't work either. We can't do it at a kite festival, it's too public, and I don't like that tag, let's be honest here. What about my childhood treehouse? Alright, this is nice. Wait, hold on. We're in outer space? Huh. Well, I guess at least the aliens will get a decent view this way. Anyway, now I need to take my clothes off very loudly, and only use sounds to convey the least significant clothing that I'm taking off. Okay, I'm naked. I mean, at least I think I am. Ugh, I wonder if I should imagine something to shut the frogs up with. Well, that's a good idea. Cotton candy. Well, I guess that's a bit better. I think their sounds are quite terrifying. Okay, no, now I need to try to lick my elbow. Look, I don't know why. But it's on the list. We cannot question the list.
Just let me...
It's so tough. Okay, there we go. And then step on a bunch of Lego blocks. Okay, fuck. Ah! Ow! No, this is fine. Everything's fine. Ah! Okay, now I need to hug you for no reason while also describing for at least 97 seconds, and I can't use any words starting with G. Okay. Close to me. Yes, that's it. Alright. This is nice. You're quite cold. Is it because we're out in space? Well, you can feel my arms around you now, can't you? Feel the way that I hold you here, all close to you, with my mouth right next to your ear. It's definitely better than listening to those terrible frogs eating in the background. Yeah. Do you like it when my hands are on your lower back like this? And it moves up to your shoulder blades. Oh wait, it's a bit of dry salt here from the Mariana Trench. Let me just this off of you. I really wish I had that loofah I was talking about earlier. So from removing that kind of stuff. Oh, this is so nice. Yeah, do it a bit tighter. That's really good. I love your hands around me. It feels so, so lovely. Almost makes me ignore the sounds of frogs eating cotton candy. Almost. It's terrifying. You're incredible. Thank you for letting me hold you like this. Made me feel all kinds of. And the aliens hopefully don't kill us now. Until the next bit, we fuck up together. Okay. Are you aroused yet? No? Okay, would some penguins riding unicorns help? No? Fine. Well, let's try this then. I have to hit you in the face with your Victoria's Secret bra trademark. Except I need to use a piece of ham instead to create a better sound effect. Oh yeah, how does that feel, baby? Does that feel good? Do you want more? That's right, baby. Now, instead of kissing you, I'm going to kiss the back of this book. Oh yes, darling, come closer so that you can really hear it. Oh yeah, that's it, baby. Oh baby, lie down so that you can check out this action from another angle. Oh yeah, you know it. Oh god, okay, I'm as close to turned on as I'm going to fucking give in this ridiculous scenario. Do you need me to warm you up more, babe? Okay, yes, I'll taste you, and by that I mean I'll eat fruit noisily over your stomach, which I guess is close enough. And the fruit has to be green apples for some reason. Hold on, wait. You never told me you were allergic. That's terrible. Well, they did say that if you were allergic, that I could just use carrots instead. Right? But I don't know why anybody would choose carrots or green apples. It sounds nothing like wet sounds. But oh well, if the aliens insist, right? Do you like that, honey? Feeling that sweet juice dripping down on you. The little crumbs. Oh, God, babe. Oh, babe, it tastes so good. Definitely living up to my username now. Oh, fuck. Oh, I need more. I wonder how much it can take. God, baby. That made me so wet and sticky. I mean, because I'm covered in carrot juices in my saliva. Not that I have many juices here. Alright, anyway. Hold on. Anyway, can we fuck now? I want to get this over with. Great, okay. I need you to lie down at an angle perpendicular to me with your right hand pointed 45 degrees southwest and your left elbow pointed 60 degrees north. No, I don't care if it's comfortable or not, just do it so that we can get out of this outer space treehouse. Okay, looks good, but I also need it to sound a certain way. Let me just place some grape jelly on my fingers and start sucking. Oh. Okay. Let me place some strawberry pudding over your thumb, and you do the same. So.
Okay, now suck faster and start masturbating. That's it, Honor baby.
Mm-hmm.
And come on, just put everything out of your mind and focus on coming. God damn it, not now. Hey, just ignore whatever that is, okay? Just focus on the taste of that fucking pudding. Mm. Oh, baby. Oh, fuck. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, fuck, I am too. Uh-huh. I'm coming too. Let's come together. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Yes, baby. Fuck. Let's come. Let's come. Let's come right now. Right fucking now. Come for me. Fuck. Yes. Wow. Okay, that was bizarre. Let's just go home and never speak of this again. Does that sound good? Excellent.